A recent New York Times article provides more ammunition for those who believe journalists go too far in providing news that terrorists could use against the United States. The article, based on information leaked from an unidentified defense official, described what are believed to be the Pentagon's plans to invade Iraq. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has renewed his attack against anyone who leaks military secrets. At a news conference at the Pentagon yesterday, Rumsfeld was asked if anything in the report compromised national security.
If I were to say yes, then you'd say what? If I were to say no, then you'd say, well, what are you worried about? And I've already said what I'm worried about. I'm worried about people treating a war plan like it's a paper airplane.
Marvin Kalb is the director of the Joan Shorenstein Center on the Press. Frank Gaffney is a senior fellow at the Center for Security Policy. Gaffney says Rumsfeld's frustration with the situation is understandable.
I believe that while those reports were by and large at a fairly general level, anything that improves Saddam Hussein's ability to understand and thereby compromise such steps is most regrettable and possibly exceedingly costly.
Mr. Kalb, are we giving aid and comfort to Saddam Hussein?
If Saddam Hussein doesn't know at this particular point that the United States has plans to attack Iraq, then he's not reading the front page of any newspaper in the world. This is very common knowledge. The New York Times put out a story. Maybe they shouldn't have run it, maybe they should have, but it is not hot news at all. Look, we live in a new era, but we all live with old habits. A State Department official had the temerity to write in the Washington Post not too long ago that the American media is now guilty of treason. That is a stretch of some magnitude. One has to understand that the press reports all of these stories because somebody tells it to them. Let us remember, the President of the United States himself went up to New Jersey a couple of weeks ago and spoke about the vulnerability of American ports. Well, the press then reports about the vulnerability of American ports. Is the press doing anything wrong? I don't think so.
Mr. Gaffney, maybe the government wants us to report these things.
I agree with Marvin. The reality is we're in a new age. The government is seized with a vexing and perhaps even intractable problem. An open society, clearly susceptible to determined attacks by people perfectly prepared to kill themselves in the process of executing those attacks. When the president talks about the vulnerability of our ports, he was not exactly disclosing a secret. He was trying to inform the public about a problem and give them some reason to believe the government is doing what it can to address it.
I recall one that I think upset people was the vulnerability of nuclear plants.
In the current environment, we have planes which are of a sufficient size that when fully fueled will exceed what were the previous models for impacts with, say, 707s.
Or artillery fuel. Or whatever.
And that's almost certainly true of containment vessels and nuclear power plants and an awful lot of other softer targets. But I personally believe that the efforts the government has been making to take off government websites, the enormous cornucopia of information about those vulnerabilities. In fact, I was told the other day that until very recently, one could gain access to information about where on the nation's railroad network at any given time were toxic chemical rail cars. Hopefully, that's going to pass through your community without incident, and the chances of there being an incident in your community are larger if that information is widely available to bad guys.
Frank Gaffney is the last guy in the world who's going to help a terrorist. But let's say a bunch of terrorists are sitting around and they've just heard a very smart former U.S. government official who keeps up with all this stuff say that there is information in the internet that will tell you where all of this explosive is, going through what town at what time, one thing or another. And the guy says, fantastic, what an idea. Let's really pick that. That is a great example of the complexity of this issue. And that's why when I say that we're living in a new era now where new ideas about government responsibility and press responsibility are going to come into play, the times are new enough and the danger is real enough so that maybe all of us could come upon an analysis of this problem and come up with a new way of addressing it.
that would, in certain quarters, provoke concerns about infringements on the Second Amendment and free press and so on. I agree absolutely with Marvin. I think that the times do require a mature and deliberative discussion about this, because while there will be some who will feel their rights infringed upon, and there will be some who will say, under no circumstances will I agree to go along with this new working model if one can be developed, it is still the case, I think, that most of us, applying just common sense, would argue that's not only desirable in the present environment, it's absolutely mandatory.
If I determine how to get a gun through the airport scanner, should I do that story, or should I call Norm Mineta privately and say, you've got a real problem here?
I must tell you that my own inclination is to try to bring it to the attention of the relevant authorities so they fix the problem, rather than publicize it in the hopes that they'll fix the problem before somebody else tries to exploit the same loophole that you did.
They're going to fix that problem if I don't broadcast?
I think, Bob, you ought to broadcast it. We have now had since 9/11 to handle this kind of a problem. What kind of progress has been made? How much progress is still lacking? Who are the people responsible? Ask one of them what's going on. No, I think it's a story.
But they don't fix problems unless they look bad in the New York Times, right?
That's not been my experience in government. I'm looking at this perhaps from a different perspective than Marvin. I write a number of columns and I guess fall into this category of the part-time journalist, if you will. He's a full-time former journalist, and he may see a story. I see a story, too. I just think that the interest of the country is going to be better served by journalists exercising the decision to let law enforcement or other appropriate authorities fix the problem, give them a chance to fix the problem. If they don't fix the problem, having brought it to their attention, by all means, you're entitled to let it rip. But it can't be said often enough. We're at war.
Most of the time, the reporters get the information that they have that may be questionable from a government official. So the government is not ignorant of the fact that the reporter has the information. So both sides understand that they're playing a delicate, sensitive game, and they've got to be fair and honest with each other, because the relationship is based on trust. And once the trust is shattered, it is shattered forever.
Marvin Kalb is the director of the Joan Shorenstein Center on the Press. Frank Gaffney is a senior fellow at the Center for Security Policy.